Welcome to IRG's Health Talk. I'm Tom Hutler, along with Shannon O'Kelly, physical therapist and president of Integrated Rehabilitation Group, and our guest, Dr. Eric Crystal, orthopedic surgeon from Edmonds Orthopedic Center.
Dr. Crystal, thanks for joining us. Let's talk about options for knee replacement, and we hear partial versus total knee replacement. Let's start with the total knee. And give us kind of a frequency, time, history, background of that, and then we'll talk about partial. So tell us about the total knee replacement.
Total knee replacement's been around for many, many years in different iterations. The implant itself has changed a fair amount as we've moved along in years. Mostly the biomechanics and the engineering of the joint have been improved to more closely match our native knee and allow for more fluid motion that better approximates the way your knee actually feels. That said, it is a mechanical knee and it will never feel exactly like your knee did when you were 20 years old. But it's come a long way in the last 10 or 20 years, certainly, and it's a very successful operation with wonderful outcomes for the vast majority of people who get it, with substantial improvements in pain relief, deformity, and improvements in mobility and their ability to perform daily activities and sports.
So anatomically, when you talk about a total knee replacement, so I know we're on the radio, and if you can describe as a surgeon what you're doing in a total knee, meaning what bones are you removing or ends of bones and soft tissue, and kind of take us through the surgical procedure on a total knee.
Well, a total knee replacement is designed to replace all three areas of the knee. There's an inside area and an outside area on each knee, and then the third is the area behind your kneecap. When we do a total knee replacement, what we're doing is essentially shaving off the very ends of those bones. A lot of people come in thinking that their entire knee is going to be chopped out, and that's really not the case. We just shave off the very end of each bone where the bulk of the arthritis is, and then we essentially cap it with metal. And the two pieces of metal on the top and the bottom are separated typically by a wafer of plastic, sort of space-age plastic, as it were, so that the articulation of the knee joint becomes a piece of metal rubbing on a piece of plastic with no nerve endings and no pain, instead of two raw bones rubbing on each other, which typically results in quite a bit of pain. Now, a lot of people ask about the kneecap. That's sort of the third area of the knee. Not all surgeons do this, but I'd say the vast majority do shave off the undersurface of the kneecap and cap it with a piece of plastic as well. That said, you do get to keep at least two-thirds of your kneecap, just the underside that we sort of replace, because often there's a lot of arthritis under there as well.
And patients always ask after one of these procedures, when they're in the physical therapy side of it, do I still have my ligaments, like my anterior cruciate and posterior cruciate, and those ligaments on the inside, outside, those collateral ligaments? So those are all intact.
Well, that's not true necessarily. Certainly, your tendons are all intact. As far as ligaments go, the MCL and the LCL, you hear about those with sports injuries a lot, those are on the outside of your knee. Both of those are left intact in 98 or 99% of knee replacements. However, the ACL and the PCL, which are in the center of your knee, can be sacrificed. The ACL is always taken out in knee replacements today. The PCL, which is further in the back of your knee, can be taken out depending on the type of knee replacement you have.
And people that don't have that ACL fallen total knee replacement really don't miss it?
No, the implant mechanically substitutes for the ACL and the PCL if it's that type of implant, and so you don't need it at all once the knee replacement is done.
So with a total knee replacement, you're basically kind of putting an artificial surface on these three compartments or three areas you talked about, and people are able to kind of post-surgically get back to activity really with no problems?
Typically, the vast majority of patients do very, very well and are able to participate in a wide array of activities. Certainly, activities of daily living, you know, walking around, going to and from the store, shopping is typically not a problem. Stairs are not a problem. As far as sports and athletics, folks find that they can do most everything. I have a lot of patients that are out there doing fairly extreme skiing, playing tennis, running, biking, although we do recommend against high impact activities, and we have seen that black diamond skiing, jumping, and very high impact cutting type activities might decrease the lifespan of your joint replacement. But again, I can tell you I have lots of folks doing those types of activities with no problems, and certainly things like swimming, walking, hiking, biking, those types of activities are something that the knees are really built for, and you should be able to do for the rest of your life without any trouble.
That's great information, plus, I mean, great options for a lot of people. But there is another option out there for some folks, and that's the partial knee. Tell us what that is compared to the total knee.
Well, as I said, the total knee replaces all three areas of the knee. The partial knee will typically only replace one area of the knee.
And that one area is, what area are you replacing on the partial?
It can be any of the three areas.
Oh, so there's options. So as a surgeon, you're going to go in and look at the joint and see which areas most arthritic?
Well, we'll usually know ahead of time based on the clinic visit and the x-rays and the physical evaluation, but we'll know kind of what the target area is when we go in.
So just so we can, again, visualize, I know we're on the radio, so as you're going to take an x-ray or an MRI and you're going to see it pre-surgery and know what area of the joint is arthritic?
Essentially, yeah.
And